The recent death of the 89-year-old actor Richard Simmons brought to mind his most famous line, uttered weekly to his most famous co-star. Simmons played the title role of Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. That was the 1950s TV adaptation of an older radio show, whose opening was heralded by the strains of Reznicek's overture to Donna Deanna, a piece which, let's face it, suffers from the oblivion to which Sergeant Preston has been consigned of late. Sergeant Preston solved crimes with the aid of his horse, Rex, and more important, his trusty Malamute, Yukon King. And at the end of each episode, Sergeant Preston would exchange congratulations with his canine sidekick. Well, King, he'd say, this case is closed. I can't say I ever understood what King said in return, but commentator Daniel Pinkwater, lifelong friend to Malamutes, probably could.
Sergeant Preston didn't just have a dog, he had a great dog. It was Sergeant Preston and his great dog, Yukon King. The Yukon was where Sergeant Preston lived. The actual name of the radio program was The Challenge of the Yukon. I am pretty sure that in all the radio programs and all the television programs, Sergeant Preston was never depicted eating beet borscht with sour cream or jellied calves' feet or shav. Shav is, well, I don't actually know what shav is. It looks like seaweed in Lake Michigan. My father ate a lot of borscht and calves' feet and shav. His idea of a great dog was a Pomeranian or a Pekingese. In fact, the family dog was a Pekingese when I was first born. I don't remember it, but it was said to be fiercely attached to me. I grew up believing that it protected me from being eaten with sour cream by my immigrant family. When you are a North American child born to a family of borscht-eating, pinochle-playing indoor types from Warsaw, you have to find your cultural icons where you can. I found mine on the radio and at the Belmont branch of the Chicago Public Library. There were good icons and bad. It is pure luck that I contracted nothing worse than a Tobacco Jones from Holmes and Watson. But from Sergeant Preston, I inherited a craving for a magnificent companion of the trail, a wise and fearless dog of the North. This craving was only sharpened by my father's penchant for tiny, irritable, goggle-eyed lapdogs, the height of sophistication, according to him. Once I was free of parental restraint, on my own and somewhat settled, I began acquiring noble, wolf-like dogs of Arctic ancestry. The problem that Preston never seems to have run into is that wolf-like means goofy, sneaky, unreliable, and demanding, and noble folk are the reason my father left Europe in the first place. To this day, my little family circle embraces a genuine Inuit dog, one generation away from pulling a sled and being eaten by polar bears on Baffin Island. I love her. She's a genius. I taught her to read simple commands off 3x5 cards. She can read sit, down, speak, paw. She reads the card and does what it says. Then she gets a treat. Recently, I taught her left paw and right paw. She is 7 years old, and I cannot get her to heel or refrain from piddling on the floor when she deems it appropriate. She's emotionally needy. An orangutan would be less trouble. And yet, when the snow swirls and crunches underfoot, and I am bundled and shod like a fat Sergeant Preston on the trail of justice and the Canadian way of life with my great dog Arctic Lulu, it all comes back to me. I hear the snapping of the polar wind. I see the aurora borealis, and I hear that mellifluous baritone saying, "Well, King, this case is closed."
Daniel Pinkwater and his trusty sidekick live in New York's Hudson River Valley.